With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. People across the Northern Caribbean are digging out from the destruction caused by Hurricane Melissa as the death toll climbs. Correspondent Karen Chamis has more.
People across the Northern Caribbean are digging out from the destruction caused by Hurricane Melissa as deaths from the storm have climbed. Emergency relief flights began landing at Jamaica's main international airport as crews worked to reach communities still isolated after they were directly hit by the Category 5 storm.
And Hurricane Melissa has been linked now to at least 36 confirmed deaths across Jamaica, Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and other Caribbean countries. Preliminary estimates place the total economic damage at between $48 and $52 billion. President Trump says he had a good meeting with China's president in South Korea.
We will be having some discussions. I think we've already agreed to a lot of things, and we'll agree to some more right now.
And the two leaders met on the sidelines of the APEC summit, both signaling plans for further engagements. Mr. Trump mentioned the intention for a return visit to China early next year, possibly around the Lunar New Year. Also at SRNnews.com, with the government shutdown still in place, the big question is what's going to happen to food stamps at the new month when they would run out without any new funds. At a news conference, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says his state has taken special action.
This declaration allows us to tap into state funds to continue to provide food assistance for the elderly, the disabled, and children while the federal funding is paused.
Nearly one in five residents receive SNAP benefits in Louisiana. Lawmakers there authorized $150 million in state funding yesterday to help avoid Saturday's interruption. This is SRN News. Abortion legislation is surging through the Pennsylvania legislature. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
A total of seven bills, each designed to promote abortion and its attendant industry, are under consideration by lawmakers in the Keystone State. One of the measures would allow women to terminate their pregnancies right up to the moment of birth, while another one would shield abortion doctors from legal action. If all or most of the legislation is passed, it would make Pennsylvania one of the most liberal states when it comes to abortion anywhere in the country. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo has reaffirmed the Catholic Church's commitment to fighting anti-Semitism on the 60th anniversary of a landmark Vatican document that revolutionized the Church's relations with Jews. Speaking from the Vatican on Wednesday, the Pope acknowledged past misunderstandings but emphasized the Church's gospel-mandated friendship with the Jewish nation. This is SRN News. Researchers in Massachusetts are developing tiny drones inspired by bats, and they're to be used in search and rescue missions.
The aerial robots use echolocation, just like bats, to navigate in dark and challenging conditions. The team at the Worcester Polytechnic Institute aims to create small, affordable, and energy-efficient drones that can operate where and when current drones can't. The scientists want to move beyond the manually operated individual robots being used today. They're exploring how to create autonomous drones that can be deployed in swarms. Rich Thomason reporting.
Jurors have convicted a California animal rights activist. That's because she took four chickens away from a major Purdue poultry plant. Zoe Rosenberg was found guilty on Wednesday of trespassing and conspiracy. She says she was rescuing the chickens. You find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.